If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
I'm Commander Shepard, and this is my favorite lore cast on the Citadel.
Welcome to the Mass Effect Lorecast. I'm N7 the Legend.
And I'm Genesis. Join us
as we explore along tides of light
and through shoals of dust
to see where this lore began
and consider where it may go.
Spectres, welcome to an exciting patron chat episode of the Mass Effect Lorecast. I'm your host, N7 the Legend, and joining me, as always, is my wonderful co-host, Genesis. And Genesis, you just made a whose line is it anyway joke in the chat.
That I did. This is the game show where no one wins and the points don't matter.
Hey-o.
Let's go.
Well, you know what? That reminds me. We do need to do another lore trivia night, but that's not tonight. Maybe we'll plan that with the patrons for another night. Tonight, we're talking about other media recommendations. So I think the way that Karina, you brought this up, I think, in the Discord, is how would we recommend other media to other Mass Effect fans? You know, if you like Mass Effect, you'd also like blank.
It was actually Retrobot.
Oh, it was Retrobot. Did I flip you guys? Okay. I'm going to blame that on tired dad brain. So, Retrobot, you brought this up, and I want to let you go ahead and kick us off then with other external media recommendations. And I'm sure that there was some kind of catalyst, you could call it, for this idea in your brain. You know, you must have been watching something else or playing something else and thought, you know, this is pretty similar to Mass Effect.
Well, first of all, the idea just came from, I was watching Netflix, and Netflix does that thing where you finish what you're watching, then it's like thumbs up, thumbs down, and it's like, if you like this, you'd like this other stuff. But I was, last month, I was just totally engrossed in playing Kingdom Come Deliverance 2. And that game series has a lot in common with Mass Effect, especially with, like, dialogue heavy.
Okay, you're going to have to walk me through that one, because Kingdom Come Deliverance is pretty hard medieval kind of fantasy, right? So How is that similar to, you know, Mass Effect, which at least started off as hard sci-fi?
Well, it is a different genre, but it is also a game that is heavily involved with dialogue choices and making dialogue choices similar to Paragon Renegade. You have a lot of different ways you can deal with situations, either by like just straight up threatening people, to being diplomatic, to all these different skills. So it's very similar in that sense.
So pretty integral role play mechanics there then. That was something, Genesis, that I really lamented as Mass Effect kind of progressed. It seemed like they trimmed down on the role play mechanics in favor of faster paced cinematic action kind of storytelling, which, you know, it is what it is. But I always felt like Mass Effect 1 was really heavy on the role play mechanics to the point where the gameplay took a backseat.
I agree with that. You definitely, even though I think like the interrupt system hadn't been implemented in Mass Effect 1, there seemed to be a lot more dialogue choices that were, you had to have a high enough Renegade or Paragon score in order to get them. But then there was also just a way that you could play your Shepard a little bit more, not necessarily having the marker be red or blue in itself, but even just the way that you would speak, the way that you would respond, had a much wider variety than we got in, say, Mass Effect 3.
Which is crazy, because so there's two things. Mass Effect 3, they had to bring a bunch of arcs together, right? And they needed to tie up loose stories. Whether or not they succeeded in all of those is debatable. But that's one part. The other part is that we learned from voice actors that, for at least for Shepard's role, they were given the direction to be more flat in Mass Effect 1. And then as the series progressed, they were kind of given more liberty to get more intense.
Yes. Because when you're playing somebody who's so choice dependent and how the player interprets those lines, you can't always be saying a line with a really upbeat, perky tone of voice, because then that's going to make, "I'm going to stab you in the face," sound really disingenuous. But if you say those words, and especially with different tone, you know, "I got the money" is very different than "I got the money," or "I bought the money," "I got the money," or "I got the money." You say that one sentence in so many different ways, and each one has a different tone, a different way that you're going to interpret that. As the voice actors, you had to deliver them all a little bit flatter so that way the player could interpret it.
Right, and the continuity, line to line, right? Because players could go Renegade, then Paragon, next line, and yeah. And like with what you said, especially with like that line in Mass Effect 2, the Dirty Harry reference, you know what I'm talking about? Can you imagine if they delivered it like, "I'll relinquish one bullet. Where do you want it?"
Oh, yeah.
Like, excuse me?
"One bullet. Where do you want it?"
Yeah, Carol will be like, "Let's talk later." So anyway, that's besides the point. So role play mechanics, I want to open this up to both of our other patrons who are here with us, Karina and Day. What do you guys think? And you can just chime in whenever. What do you think in terms of the role play mechanic similarities between Kingdom Come Deliverance and Mass Effect? And if you haven't played it, then just go ahead and tell me, you know, if you would be interested in playing it and why.
Well, like you said, Sam, it's maybe not the same universe. I haven't played this game, but I know it's a little bit more in the medieval side. But I really liked the gameplay mechanic from Mass Effect. So yeah, I would totally try Kingdom Come. I'm not very good in RPGs, pure RPGs in general. I like the action side of RPGs, so I don't know if Kingdom Come is something like that, But yeah, I would like to try it. And I also heard that it was a little bit maybe funny. Some mechanics are funny. I don't know if I have the right game, but I think you need to be drunk and sleep to save or something like that. Is that the right game?
I don't know, Retrobot. Does it have a unique save mechanic?
That is one of the save mechanics. You can save by either sleeping in a bed that you rent or own, or by drinking Savior Schnapps, which is an item that you have to brew yourself. That's not like Skyrim Alchemy, where you just add ingredients. You actually have to measure out ingredients, cook them, and stir them, and distill your own save
mechanic. Making moonshine. Nice. All right, then. That sounds pretty funny. How about the dialogue choices, like the specific choices in the game? Are they, you know, are they zany? Are they quirky? Are they really, you know, straightforward? Tell me about what the tone is in the game.
That really depends on how you play your Henry. Because there is a lot of comedic elements, and I'd say it has a very similar comedy style to Mass Effect. But you can like invest your time into upgrading your ability to lie to people. So you have some really funny interactions with guards. Like if they catch you with a dead body, you can be like, I didn't kill him. I'm this man's physician and you interrupting me killed him. So you're responsible.
Just gaslight the shit out of the guards. Nice. Yes. Genesis, I saw you snickering.
It's just the way that he said, the way you play your Henry. I don't know. It just sounded funny to me.
Typically, I don't really talk about how I play my Henry, but that's just me. Day, have you ever played Kingdom Come Deliverance? And if you have, maybe you can tell me a little bit about why you think it may or may not be similar to Mass Effect. And if you haven't, would you be interested in playing it?
I haven't played two, but I did play like a couple hours of the first one. And like when he's saying it's hardcore RPG, it is. Some quests you pick up, time passes, and you might not be able to complete them, or they might just fail. So you watch out for that. You got to be careful what you're doing, because days pass. I'm kind of looking forward to two. I just got to be in the mood for fantasy right now, because I've been, like, even though it's like medieval historical fiction, sword and board, I've kind of like burned myself out recently on that.
Yeah, but, I get it.
Yeah, you know, I see what he's saying. I understand what he's like connecting with this game and Mass Effect.
All right.
Especially on the role playing side, because the dialogue choices, you have a bereft options, you know, a whole suite of them.
So it sounds like basically if you like Mass Effect and D&D, you will almost certainly like Kingdom Come Deliverance 2.
Or Witcher 2. So.
Or The Witcher. All right. That's a good good summation, I think, of what people should expect, maybe, if they're trying out Kingdom Come Deliverance 2. I actually haven't played it. I got to demo it at PAX West. I want to say it was two years ago. That was 2 years ago. And that was pretty fun, but I only got like 20 minutes to play it, I think, if that. So I didn't really get it. I remember like the demo stopped right as I was swinging my sword to like hit the first enemy. And I was like, okay, cool. But I will check it out for sure. And I'd love to hear from everyone else. If they're listening to this show, then they're probably a fan of Mass Effect. Then let me know what you think of Kingdom Come Deliverance 2. But, all right, Karina, what other media do you think that fellow Mass Effect fans should watch or play or consume in any way?
I think Tom already talked about it on the show, on the Mass Effect Lorecast. I want to talk about The Expanse.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
If you're into Mass Effect, I think there's a really good chance that The Expanse will like hit the same nerve for you. The Expanse is a TV series based on a set of novels. I have read like one or two of the novels, but I mostly watched the TV show. There's like humanity has spread across the solar system, and that creates all of these new cultures and new conflicts and a whole lot of power struggles, very like Citadel politics, but with Earth, Mars, and the belt instead of alien species. So it has the same mix of political tension, moral gray zones, and big space exploration energy like Mass Effect. But honestly, what really sold it for me, it's that in the show you follow a small group of people who don't always get along, but who slowly become like family. It's not the Normandy, but it's like it scratches the same itch. And you know, that feeling of being part of a team that grows together through impossible situations, like in Mass Effect. So I really think The Expanse is worth your time.
Okay, that's an interesting parallel. So it's not, The Expanse isn't so heavy on like the hero's journey kind of archetype of story, but more of like the ensemble. Is that what you're saying? Like the crew all together, the team, if you will?
Yeah, exactly. And you meet a lot of people in the show, and there's some drama, there's really conflicts, and some people you think you know what kind of people they are, but you try to understand them, and you learn to know them, and it goes somewhere that you don't think it will go.
Yeah. So I want to open this up for anyone else among you three, Genesis, Day, Retrobot. Have any of you watched The Expanse? I haven't yet. It's on my list. But like many shows on my list, they're sitting there waiting for a long time.
Same. I have not watched it yet either. It's definitely been recommended to me, and I think maybe I can bump that up on the list. I'm watching a medical drama right now, so once I get through that, maybe I'll start watching The Expanse.
Yeah, The Expanse is definitely the most recommended piece of media to me when I tell people that I like Mass Effect. So, Retrobot or Day, have either of you watched The Expanse? And if you haven't yet, you know, is it your kind of TV show? Or do you think that maybe a story like Mass Effect is better told through video game?
I haven't watched the show, but I have played the video game. So I don't know how much the video game's like the show, but I did enjoy it, and I felt like it did have a lot of similar, it had like a similar style to Mass Effect. Like I'd say like a lot of the spacesuits looked like something that would have come from Mass Effect.
There's probably a lot of cross inspiration there. And you know, speaking of TV shows, I wanted to ask Karina, Mass Effect obviously has this TV show in development. Who knows when it's coming out? What cues do you think the Mass Effect TV showrunners should take from The Expanse?
You know, I watched recently Halo, the TV show.
The critically acclaimed TV show, yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, I hope Mass Effect TV show will not be that way. It was a little bit immature, you know? So it didn't make sense for me. So and The Expanse, like I said, you think you know where it will go, but it's not like, I don't know the term in English, cheesy. You know, it's really grounded. People die. It's not like in Halo where it was sometimes like magical, or there was like a magical solution for everything. I don't know if you understand what I mean.
Sure. But
I really think The Expanse is a great example of what to do with a sci-fi. Maybe because there's a little bit of an element of not magic in The Expanse, but it's sci-fi, you know. So there's an element where it's not grounded in something in the present right now. It's in the future, so you have some elements of mystery, mm-hmm. but it's not magic, you know. So
sure. Yeah, it's less Star Wars, more Star Trek. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. Well, any final thoughts on The Expanse before I know we need to hop over to the mid-break?
Yeah. I've not seen the show personally. I do know that the book series is out there too, but I am very much looking forward to the Owlcat game, The Expanse Osiris Reborn. It looks to be... I don't want to say Mass Effect-like, but it looks like a Mass Effect-like game. So that should be pretty interesting.
I'm sure that those developers are going to hear that a lot. And
between this game, Exodus, and the next Mass Effect, I think
Mass Effect
fans are eating good.
It's going to be in vogue. All right. Well, I think that that's probably a safe bet as well. I definitely would want to watch the TV show before playing the game, and maybe even just read the novels before playing the game. Speaking of which, I still need to read Three Body Problem. I bought that, and I still haven't read it. So, gotta read that. But, all right, why don't we head over to the mid-break, and when we come back, Day, I want to jump over to you and ask what kind of recommendation you have for external media. But all right, with that, let's go over to the mid break, and we've got a review. We've got a new review to read. So, all right, here we go.
We have beef, we have bacon, we have beer, the foods of my people.
Young men have funny ideas of what Asari are like. I blame the extranet and computer games.
Rex?
Shepherd.
Grunt?
Shepherd.
Rex? Grunt?
All right, here we are in the middle of the show, and this is the part where we read out your 5-star reviews, if you've left them. And Genesis, we actually do have a new 5-star review on Apple Podcasts by Gio Ursino, titled The Best. 10 out of 10, love listening to you guys. I've played the trilogy dozens of times and thought I'd found everything, but listening to you has revealed even more things I never knew existed that make me excited to dive in again. Nobody I know is into Mass Effect, and it's such a strange feeling to be so passionate about a story, but have nobody to share or talk about it with. I live vicariously through this podcast in that way. Thanks for letting us know we aren't alone in our obsession. P.S. You guys should do a series on the ghost ship from the Cerberus Daily News. Hey, that was good timing. That was great timing, Gio Ursino. And I actually, before I started the show, I didn't know that there were so many people who liked Mass Effect. I thought it was just kind of like, yeah, I'm kind of weird for being so like in love with this game that doesn't have the same kind of following that any other game does. But whatever, I don't care. I like it.
Yeah, for me, it was, I got into the games really late. I didn't start playing until, 2020, 2021, something like that. And so when I started looking to see if there was a major fan base, a big community, I was like, this is freaking awesome. Because the Mass Effect Lorecast had already been out for a couple of months. The Discord was already up and running through robots. So having the community, finding the community, was really, really cool.
Yeah. Well, Gio, we are happy that you have hopped aboard, And hopefully you're enjoying this series of episodes on the virtual aliens. Speaking of which, we have a new comment on our most recent episode on Spotify. We are trying to read some of those out. So if you want to leave comments on Spotify, just go to our most recent episode. And it's by Alex of Covier, who writes, "If I were given the opportunity to go into a virtual universe, even for just a day, I totally would. I can't imagine what it would be like. I also think that the writers would as well, the curiosity of what is out there." Yes, I think that Sarah Scott Ryder absolutely would. I think Alec Ryder would as well, but maybe for like ulterior motives. Maybe not just to explore for Alec Ryder, but to accomplish some kind of military objective.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe gathering intel on AI.
Yeah, or finding a cure for, you know, diseases or brain injuries that had been sustained.
Yes. Yep. Absolutely. All right. Well, Alex, thank you so much for the comment. And I don't think that we have any new patrons, right, Genesis? I did not double check today. And sometimes it does update last second. But with that, we do want to shout out our tier 5 patrons, which I have neglectfully not pulled up the list. I see Genesis's screen flashing, though, so she must have it in front of her.
Yes, William, Superfly 440, Retrobot, Lieutenant Tosino, Kira C, Edboy, and Day. Big hearts, major loves, all the thank yous.
Seriously.
That's my title when I read them out.
Seriously, thank you guys for your continued support of the show. It makes it possible. And God knows I do want to be able to do this every week. Until at least the next Mass Effect game comes out. That's the goal. We're trying to survive. We're treading water, so to speak. We're treading interstellar space.
We do have a new patron to shout out. Techstar 47 has joined in.
Oh, well, welcome in, Techstar. Thank you so much. And if you guys, anyone listening, you know, you've been watching or listening along and you want and you're able and willing to support us in that way and you're curious about the Patreon, you can just go to patreon.com/MassEffectLoreCast and you'll see that we have a bunch of benefits that we give our patrons. Like there's stickers with our own custom designs of logos from the Mass Effect universe. Those same designs on t-shirts for the tier 4 patrons and above. Those come out once a quarter, so once every 3 months, I think it is. And you know what? Speaking of that, Genesis, we do need to update our t-shirt designs. We need to include some more designs because we're coming up on yet another anniversary of the Lorecast.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks. 2 weeks from now is the fifth anniversary of the Lorecast. How crazy is that?
Congratulations.
Yeah, feels like years since I just sat down to start this show. All right.
Like years since we got up from these chairs.
Yeah, right. All right. Well, I think with that, that pretty much covers all the bases, right? Did I forget anything? I'm going off of the top of my head. I don't have notes in front of me, so.
Nope, we are good, because the other thing that we normally do is voice lines, but we don't do that on Patreon week, so we're all set.
Right on. All right, let's get back with the rest of the show.
After time adrift among open stars, along tides of light and through shoals of dust, I will return to where I began.
Salarian reproduction different, very little sex drive. If intended to try human, would try you.
Ow, my pancreas.
All right, we're back. And Day, I have been sitting at the edge of my tiny seat waiting for your answer on what we should all watch or read or play or otherwise consume that we would like because we like Mass Effect.
Well, if you've known me for a while, and Sam, Genesis, you both have.
Wait, I'm going to write down what he says. I'm going to write down on a piece of paper. Hold on. Wait, I need a pen. Damn it, I don't have a pen. All right.
Somebody get drums, please.
Yeah.
But my recommendation, as always, is Deus Ex Human Revolution and Deus Ex Mankind Divided.
Okay, that's a great answer. However, I guessed wrong. I was so sure you were going to write Persona.
Oh, how? I put Dragon Age Inquisition.
I mean, yeah, but if you haven't played either of those games, go ahead and do that too. But like, I pick both of these games in particular because the writer of both Mankind Divided and Human Revolution, whose name I am blanking on right now, so
Mary DeMarlin.
Just yes, that's your name. Is as far as I remember, is supposed to be a writer for Mass Effect 5, and so I'm pretty much convinced that themes from both of those games may feel familiar. It may also crop up in Mass Effect 5 if you play both of those Deus Exes. And I'm specifically saying those two because there are other Deus Ex games that are also good in their own right, but I'm more specifically talking about these two because of A, their writing, and B, their mechanics. Mechanically, fights play out in Deus Ex like a third-person cover shooter. The game, you move in first person, but you fight in third person. It's a thing. It works when you're playing it.
It just works.
You know, it does. And the dialogue system is actually like really similar to the dialogue wheel, because it's sort of like Fallout 4 even, where it's like three or four options that you pick from at a time, and that they all have different like endpoints, different ways of doing missions, and different ways of just finding out about the world.
In terms of story, for those of us who have perhaps never even heard of Deus Ex, what are the themes surrounding it like? Is it very cyberpunk? Is it more hard sci-fi?
It's less punk, way less punk. It is like cyber noir, even.
Okay, all right.
It's a bunch of corporate espionage, a bunch of government conspiracies that we don't have to get into, because sometimes it seems like the real world is a government conspiracy.
Yeah, it's been a weird year.
The black helicopters, the Illuminati, what have you. Genetic clones.
Okay, so I'm getting very much like vibes of like, you remember Assassin's Creed 2 when you'd find those like glitches and then you'd find out more about the contemporary timeline of what was going on in the Assassin's Creed universe? It sounds kind of like that.
Yeah, my favorite part of Assassin's Creed 2 specifically was like how the modern day was like, nothing is as it seems. You know, you're digging to find what's being kept from your eyes. You know, back that was fun to do and not like terrifying.
Yeah, back when those YouTube videos were just, you know, harmless things to watch, like Ancient Aliens, and not things that were inspiring people to do real horrible acts.
But, yeah, so it's very, very science fiction heavy, but it's like very close futurism, where it's like bodies are augmented. They have like physical augmentations, and it's like their bodies are like rejecting it. So they need to get this medicine to like have these augmentations. People work at like three or four companies, really, because everything is owned by something else.
Oh, wow. Okay. This sounds like anymore, this might be a little bit, if you're playing games to escape and maybe don't play this.
Oh, yeah, no, but it's really heavy, really heavy duology. And I say duology because they're never going to make a third Adam Jensen game. thanks, Embracer. But yeah, if you have any interest in like, modern futuristic cyber noir RPG, where the decisions you make in the game do actually play out differently depending on what you do and how you handle certain situations, characters can react to what you've done in, say, a stealth scenario. You go loud, they'll be like, why did you do that? You're supposed to do this quietly. They'll react if you do things like lethally or non-lethally. If you're a pacifist route is like, not only is it possible, it's encouraged.
Interesting. So, okay, that reminds me of Dishonored.
Yeah. You're not railroaded to do that either. It's not like it's going to affect your character morality. It is like an option to do. So if you feel like that may be restrictive, it isn't. You nice. Can do how handle situations however you feel.
So it sounds like the gameplay is similar enough to Mass Effect that it's not going to turn away Mass Effect fans. And the story has such similar themes and intrigue that it's almost certain to hook a lot of us.
Oh, absolutely. And Adam Vincent is just a likable main character.
Nice. Genesis, have you ever played Deus Ex?
I have not.
And have you seen gameplay of it? Is it your cup of tea?
You know, I actually don't know much about that whole series at all. So it might be one of those games that I pick up in the future because it does sound really cool and sound very interesting. I just play so many already like story heavy games that I don't know if I'm ready to introduce a whole new pantheon into my gaming sphere right now. A TV series, I can watch that while I'm at work and not, it, that doesn't bother me at all. But my gaming time is a very short window.
Yeah, man, I get that. Well, I think Deus Ex, the ones that you're talking about, Day, are both on Game Pass, right? Or am I hallucinating? I think they are.
They may or may not. I've known like both of them have been on a couple times in the past. Don't know about now.
Gotcha. Well, I am definitely intending to go check that out. Maybe like try and get a little bit of me time away from.
I just want to say
dad duty.
They aren't like hundreds of hours of games. Like if you just want to do a casual playthrough, maybe like 20-ish hours casually.
Whoa, unheard of in today's world. That is like, what do you mean my game isn't 200 hours?
Yeah, they're very compact.
Yeah. What do you mean my game isn't live service? What do you mean that I don't have to wait for a battle pass to come out? Yeah. Yeah. Back in my day, I remember when Halo sold map packs. Separately.
Get off the stage, old man.
Remember when John Master Chief was on my Mountain Dew?
Oh, man. Yes. I remember Shrek Ketchup.
Ooh.
I never got it, but
the
I remember.
The green one? Ooh.
Yeah, the green one. There was a purple one at one point, too. I forget what flavor that was. What flavor was that? Grimace?
It was all still ketchup flavor. They didn't make it any other flavors. It was just ketchup.
Okay. Maybe not flavor. Okay. Who was the mascot of that one? Was it Grimace? Was it Barney?
I don't remember, dude.
That other was... purple abominations? I don't know.
Oh, all right. That was so long ago.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, Genesis, I want to jump over to you. Day, thank you so much for that recommendation on Deus Ex. I definitely am intrigued. And Genesis, what external media do you think other Mass Effect fans should partake in?
Well, it probably wouldn't come as a major shock, but I'm going to go with Cyberpunk.
Oh, man. No one saw this coming. Please go on.
Right. I mean, I did have a couple of different games in mind. If you really, truly enjoy Mass Effect for the dialogue selections and just being able to make a choice that is going to travel with you the whole way through, Detroit Become Human is your game. It's not necessarily like a shooter action. It is almost a visual novel with quick time events and all dialogue selection. And an amazing, a fantastic storyline. Detroit Become Human, if that's your thing. If you're really going for a more action RPG, then definitely Cyberpunk. Because the city of Night City just feels so alive while you're walking through it that you can find hidden gems in the different districts like you can when you're traveling from planet to planet. So you're going in, you're searching through a district, looking for things to do. You're meeting side characters. You're following storylines through. The only major difference is that V is a solo character. You're not playing as V with their squad that you're learning to get along with, but it's V's just out there on their own and having interactions with people one-on-one rather than as a squad.
And that the world is like Night City is so seamless. It's mm-hmm. so seamless. You don't have to use fast travel at all if you don't want to. And for that, it is super immersive. And the immersion in Mass Effect, you got to put yourself back in 2007. If you're talking about Mass Effect 1, you put yourself back in 2007. And I think a lot of people would agree that Mass Effect 1 was incredibly immersive for all of its clunkiness, for all of its problems, especially that are glaring now. Back in 2007, it was so easy to get lost in Mass Effect 1. And I don't mean that as in, like, you know, the level design sucks, because that was true. That was true. Some of the level design was confusing, but I meant, you know, lost in the world of Mass Effect. So, and as someone who's played, I think 250 hours of Cyberpunk, so not like a lot, but enough for one playthrough plus a little bit, I can attest to like how immersive the game is and how hooked I got right away. And I'm not like one for like, you know, the punk aspect of a lot of different aesthetics, like steampunk, cyberpunk. Like, I'm not big on the punk. I'm not big on punk, but like cyberpunk hooked me anyway. And one of the things that I thought was so impressive about cyberpunk that I also think Mass Effect fans would appreciate is the depth of the relationships that you build in that game. Mm-hmm. It's not surface level.
No. No, even with side characters that aren't your romance options, like, because you're talking about depth of relationships, there are definitely four very in-depth romances. But even with, like, they're called fixers in the game, they're your standard quest givers, but you're also building relationships with them, friendships, or even rivalries at some point. You know, there's definitely a lot of different layers with this. You learn about the different political dynamics within Night City. You learn about the tragic backstories of things that have happened. And if you're a fan of deep, heavy, long-standing lore, the original TTRPG that Cyberpunk 2077, the video game, was based off of, started back in the mid-80s by creator Mike Pondsmith, who wrote a tabletop role-playing game and has continued the lore in a continuous fashion. Anything that comes out that is officially licensed through the world of Cyberpunk is all continuous lore. So if you learn about Arasaka, one of the major companies, the lore that Mike wrote back in the 80s still applies to the Arasaka that you see in Cyberpunk 2077.
Yeah, and that 80s element is so present in the artwork too of Cyberpunk mm-hmm. 2077. It is. Whereas Fallout is 40s, 50s retrofuturism, Cyberpunk is 1980s retrofuturism. So, you know, obviously very ostentatious colors. If someone out there who has been living under a boulder for years is not familiar with what Cyberpunk 2077 looks like, it looks like someone ripped a compilation of music videos from the 1980s out and then threw them into the future like 100 years, and you get some kind of combination of that, and that's what it looks like. Looks like you've got the collected artworks in front of you, Genesis. Is that what that is?
No, this is the comic book. Well, it's the omnibus of all of them. But yeah, so no, just displaying some of the artwork that I have of Cyberpunk related things.
That's awesome. All right. Well, we've been talking a lot about Cyberpunk. I want to open that up to our patrons here. Has anyone that wants to chime in about Cyberpunk, if you have played it, if you haven't played it, why you haven't played it, or whether you think there are some valuable similarities between the two universes? And don't worry, Genesis is not going to get mad at you for too long.
No.
Genesis, I don't know if anyone here has played Cyberpunk.
I know Dave. Oh, they all have.
Oh, they all have. I'll leave.
Arena, go for it. You unmuted first.
Yeah, I haven't played it, but I'm really interested in the... You said that there's a lot of relationships that you develop with people that you meet. So when you said the character the was solo, I was a little bit scared because I don't really like to be... to feel like alone in the world when I play a game. But if you say that you meet a lot of people and you really learn to know them and everything, I think it's really interesting. And you said also that your choices matter. Mm-hmm. So that I like too. I wanted to know if there were a little bit of combat in the game, or okay.
Very heavy combat. Okay. Game.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, the gameplay is a really big highlight. The combat and how you approach that is so up to you. It's not even funny. Like Genesis, I'll let you talk a little bit more on it, but it's highly customizable, just like Mass Effect Andromeda was.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to compare it to. It is an even better version of Andromeda level of customization of what type of combat that you want to play as. You can use swords, you can use guns, and like a whole bunch of different types of guns. So, yeah.
You can use a dildo.
You can. It's a blunt weapon.
Yes, you can. All right. Well, Day, I think I saw you on mute as well.
Yeah, no, I've played it probably five or six times. Got to be careful. I don't want to introduce any brain rot. No, I've probably played it way more than that. But I recently downloaded like a mod collection for Cyberpunk, and I've been playing a little bit of that off and on when my gaming laptop can handle it. But no, as I'd highly recommend it. It's probably one of the hardest hitting stories I think I've ever played. I was definitely sitting with it for a while, both that and the main game and the DLC. Man, what is up with the polls? Why do they keep writing such sad stuff?
Yeah, they have a deep sadness. So that said, I want everyone to think about the first time you finished Mass Effect 3. How long did you just sit there and stare at your screen, right? And just go, damn. That is how you feel after you finish Cyberpunk 2077 for the first time. For better or for worse, that's how I felt too. That was just like, I'm watching the credits. I'm listening to the song Never Fade Away. And I'm like, in a void. I am beside myself with emptiness and loneliness. I'm like, I don't know what to do now. I guess I'll go gamble.
Yeah, no, the ending is affected by choices that you make in the game. So that's also very Mass Effect-y. Your V has a personality based off of the dialogue that you're picking through. You can play as female or male, so very highly customizable everything's. So even better body customization than Mass Effect. Yeah, highly, highly recommend Cyberpunk 2077.
All right, and we just have a few minutes left, so I wanted to save my recommendations for the very end, and I have a couple of different recommendations. Number one, if you want to play a video game that you will also like, similar to Mass Effect, I think you should try out The Forgotten City. It started as a mod for Skyrim, in which you would go underground and explore the ruins of these dwarven ruins and all of the stories of its past inhabitants, and you would basically try to break a curse that was on it. But that mod became so successful that they got Series A funding, I think, and they made their own studio, they made it into its own standalone video game. And it was in Unreal Engine 4, and it looked gorgeous. And the gameplay wasn't so heavy on gameplay. It was more of like, if you've ever played Myst, especially the 2021 remake of Myst, it was kind of like gameplay like that, or gameplay like the Talos Principle, where it's really a puzzle game, but you get so invested into the story about whether or not this character is telling you the truth or this character is, and, oh man, I don't want to tell this character this and decide to do this because that might kill this other character on accident. A lot of different threads going on. And by the end of it, it all wraps it up very neatly. And there is a much better resolution part of the story arc than Mass Effect 3 got. That it gives you that kind of like, like I can rest and relax now, you know, not the constant cliffhangers that we get in TV shows now. But speaking of TV shows, if you're looking for more of like passive media where you don't really want to interact, I think Altered Carbon is an amazing TV series. And Genesis, I see you nodding along. You watched Altered Carbon? It's a very cyberpunk show.
I have not watched Altered Carbon, but I've done research on it because it is very cyberpunk. Like, I've been suggested Altered Carbon because I like cyberpunk. But maybe one of these days I will watch it.
It's super gritty. It's like as gritty as like if you were to take a TV show about CSEC agents in the wards. And anyway, the premise is basically that they bring this guy, the super soldier, back from like a life sentence in purgatory, kind of soul purgatory, and they put him into a new body. And you find out throughout the story that this isn't even like the second body that he's been in. Like, this guy has been in a lot of different bodies and his soul keeps surviving. Has very big Cloud Atlas vibes for anyone that read or watched Cloud Atlas. Very life is cyclical, that kind of thematic presentations. Plus, there's an android in it who's convinced that he's the real Edgar Allan Poe.
So
that's fun.
That would be interesting.
Yeah.
I am definitely a fan of Poe.
Yeah. Yep. So if you want a piece of Poe, go and watch Altered Carbon. And if you want a really in-depth kind of multiple story threads going on and weaving all together in this beautiful tapestry of complexity, go check out The Forgotten City. I had such a fun time with that game. I don't think I spent more than 30 hours playing it, so it's not like a huge time sink either. But you really get out of it what you put into it. And it's the thing about The Forgotten City is it's not about the dwarves of Skyrim in the standalone game. It's all about Greco-Roman mythology. So
that takes it up a notch on the playability.
Yeah, it's big on the Greco-Roman society and mythology. And I think it's supposed to be a Roman city, ancient Roman ruins, if I'm remembering right. So if that's your jam, if you liked the aesthetic of Assassin's Creed Odyssey, you would love it. Speaking of which, Assassin's Creed Odyssey is an incredible game. I'm not sure if Mass Effect fans on average would like it, but I loved it. And I think that pretty much covers it for me. Any thoughts from any one of you on either Altered Carbon or The Forgotten City? I know those are two kind of obscure picks, so I didn't really expect anyone to have any familiarity with either one of those. The crickets are my answer. All right. I think that pretty much does it. Guys, thank you so much for sparing your nights to talk with us about more Mass Effect lore. Next week, we are going to be going back for the finale of the Virtual Aliens episode arc. And then Genesis and I will talk about where to go from there. But until then, Genesis, you got anything going on? Anything you want to shout out?
Yeah, I'll do my plugs in a second, but I also just wanted to point out that this question of what to do next after Mass Effect, reverse that of what to do after Skyrim, is how I found Mass Effect and brought me to this game and this community.
Mm. So. Well, if anyone just finished Skyrim and you're looking for another Elder Scrolls thing or similar thing, where to go next, go play Morrowind. It's super janky, but I promise you, if you don't mind reading, You'll really like it.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Give us your plugs, Genesis.
All right. The Two Girls, One Ship podcast, where we analyze, rate, and review all that the world of video game romances has to offer. We are currently doing Expedition 33, another amazing game. And then the Cyberpunk Lorecast, where we explore the foundations of the past, the state of Night City today, and the news of the future for all things cyberpunk.
Would you say that Expedition 33 qualifies as like French punk?
A little bit, yeah. I'd say more French post-apocalyptic than punk.
Baguette punk. Got it. Baguette, beret, and that thing that extends the cigarette. What are those called?
Oh, the cigarette holders? Yeah.
Yeah, what are those called? I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway. I used to have one the day.
Mais oui. Okay, Karina. What do you got going on until next patron chat, and anything that you want to shout out in your personal life, and how can people get a hold of you if you even do want them to get a hold of you?
Well, I'm playing Clair Obscur Expedition 33 right now for the first time. I'm into the Act 2 of the game, so I'm only at the beginning, I think. So it's really great. But you can contact me on Instagram, Karina Charbonnier. I'm posting a lot of pictures of ferrets and cats and other things related to the games I play.
I love ferrets. They're so cute. They're like fuzzy tube-shaped rats.
Limousine mouse.
Yes, they are
limousine mouse.
Limousine mouse is a great term. Yeah, they're really, I think that they're adorable. My wife is not like a huge fan of ferrets, Sag, but I think that they're cute. They just are a little bit stinky, just a little bit stinky. But that's probably because every time I've been in the proximity of ferrets, their owners didn't do a good job of cleaning their enclosure.
Exactly. Yeah. So, most of the time, yeah, it's that.
Yeah. All right, ferrets. I love ferrets. Day, how do you feel about ferrets?
Cool little creatures. Big thumbs up.
Two 9 out of 10. Big thumbs up. All right. Roger and Ebert. Day, yeah. What do you got going on? Anything that you want to shout out? Any writing, perhaps, that you're working on?
Still mostly background stuff. Nothing I'm ready to release. But, you know, if you want to keep up with any of that, at day zero on just about every social platform. Recently been playing through the Yakuza series, like the Dragon series, but I have been switching off and on to Metaphor Refantasio. I can't say this. Refantasio?
Well, it's easy for you to say.
Thank you, Atlas. Really, really love that. But yeah, it's an original Atlas IP, same people that made Personas 3, 4, and 5 made this game, and it's like set in this fantasy world. It's really cool. The archetype system is sort of like the Persona system in that you can change it, but your archetype, which can change your party's archetype too, and the music is banging as always, because Atlas, Sega, all of them at Sega seem to just knock it out of the park with music. And the gameplay is like super slick, super stylish. Highly recommend so far.
Hell yeah!
It deals with classism, heavy classism.
Classism, tax the rich. What? That's crazy. I didn't say that. Amazon, don't come after me. Retrobot, got anything that you want to shout out? Anything you got going on, and anything cool in your life?
I'm Retrobot on the Discord. I have talked about my job on stream, but because of current situations, I cannot comment on what I do or do not do or where I may or may not do that. Because hooray. And if I'm not the next patron chat, I may or may not be somewhere else. So.
He may be working. We'll just say that. He might be at work. All right. Well, I hope nothing but for the best for you, Retrobot. Hopefully work goes as smoothly and easily as it can possibly go. And with that, guys, I think that's all we got for today, or tonight, rather. Thank you all so much for sparing some extra time on this Tuesday. We normally recruit on Saturdays, but I was busy doing dad stuff with a sick kid this past weekend. So thank you for being flexible and rescheduling just for me to be here. Otherwise, Genesis was going to run it. But thank you for including me. All right. That's all I got. I'm streaming Fallout 3 / Fallout New Vegas Tale of Two Wastelands mod. It combines them into the same game with this massive mod list to modernize the two called Nuclear Sunset. I've been putting so much time into that that it's just so fun. I'm like so Fallout pilled right now. I'm Fallout maxing. I'm vault boy coded and Fallout maxing. So anyway, that's what I've been getting into. If you want to catch some streams of mine, I'm streaming quite sporadically, but when I do, it is usually at like 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, on any day of the week. And yeah, you can go and find me on Twitch at In7Legend, or if I have any kind of social media, it's that same handle. So that's all I got. Until next time, Spectres, we should go. Take care, guys. Thanks for listening to the Mass Effect Lorecast. Reach out to us on Blue Sky, Twitter, Discord, Patreon, or email us at masseffectlorecast@gmail.com.
Join us next week for more lore. Same space, same time. Or check out our live streams at twitch.tv / Mass Effect Lorecast.